We've asked our officers, local officers, to include me, as I testified here in the hearing, to, as they're going through town, either, whatever that assignment may be, maybe it's to and from home, out to lunch or whatever, to do some patrol work here in the Capitol area complex, just to make a presence known, to be seen. You know, that's a deterrent sometimes for things that might be occurring. So we're just trying to make a better presence here in the complex area with our officers in conjunction with what Capitol Police is already doing.
So much of what you do, whether it's on the roads or around here, is a visibility issue, isn't it?
Certainly. That's why we wear a uniform. We want to be visible. We want to be accessible to the public for them to approach us. A few years back, we fully marked all of our patrol vehicles that are out on the road, and that was for that very reason, just to be a more visible presence. Just the fact that people see a fully marked patrol car can be a deterrent to many traffic violations also. So, high visibility is very important in enforcement work, and we're certainly trying to help that out in the security of the Capitol complex here.
I remember years ago one of the original patrolmen told me they used to drive around with the tops down on their original Model A cars
so people
would know that they were out there.
That's why they had the
same thing.
Exactly. It's a little bit different concept, obviously, but same thing, high visibility. We want the public to see our officers out there, to know that they're out there and doing their jobs, securing our roadways and making them safe. And if we can assist in that process here around the Capitol by making a few drive-throughs and making our presence known, then we're certainly going to do that.